Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we are very, very fortunate to have Stephanie with us, Stephanie Sitterman from the Safe Center. And Stephanie is the Elder Abuse Coordinator. And, you know, we here at Project Independence have been working with this over the years. I personally have with people. And I just want to say thank you also to Stephanie, because it's one of those jobs that doesn't come with accolades and doesn't come with awards, but it's so important because a person, I don't care how many she can rescue, and I think rescue is a proper word. That may not be the word they use, but the life that will be changed when Stephanie intervenes and comes up with some strategy to help some of these people. And it's heartbreaking. That's all I can say. But saying what I just said, Steph, can you kind of walk us through, you know, if I have a situation where I think I need to help somebody, what's the procedure? I just call you and forget about it. Am I involved in it? You know, how does it work once it is a phone call is made to the Safe Center?
Once a phone call is made to the Safe Center, like I said, if it involves an elder person, which is essentially anyone 60 years or older, here in New York State is the definition. And it does involve alleged sexual assault or domestic violence, then one of our professionals will then refer you to one of the departments within our agency. If it involves financial exploitation, self-neglect, or other types of abuse, because there are multiple types of elder abuse, then we would refer you to the appropriate agency within our community. Now, I talked about the Elder Abuse Nassau County Enhanced Multidisciplinary Team, or EMDT, okay?
Okay.
Let me just tell you a little bit about who they are and what we do there. This team is composed of 39 professionals here in Nassau County who have expertise in senior care and abuse. We're talking about representatives from the DA's office, Adult Protective Services, Family Child Association, Teachers Federal Credit Union, Office of the Aging, New York
State. What's the name of this group, Steph?
The Nassau County Elder Abuse Enhanced Multidisciplinary Team, or EMDT, we refer to it as.
Thank you.
We have service organizations like Catholic Charities, self-help community services. We have legal services, the Nassau Suffolk Law Services, independent lawyers from LaSalle, LaSalle and Dwyer, Nassau County Police Department, Northwell Health System, geriatricians and geriatric psychiatrists, NYU Langone geriatricians, just to, off the top of my head, just to name, you know, many of the agencies as well as members of the team. And these are people who literally volunteer their time to assist seniors who have been victims of abuse. What happens is oftentimes we get it from senior centers, such as the Glen Cove Senior Center. The social worker there may present, we meet once a month, if not more often, depending upon the case. And she will present a case. I have this 68-year-old woman who is seen walking around the streets disheveled, or you know, whatever the case may be. And oftentimes it may be taken on by Adult Protective Services because of the circumstances. So if Adult Protective Services takes it on and then they deal with the primary issue this woman has, then upon evaluation, they find out, wait a second, this woman doesn't have enough money for food. This woman needs assistance with bathing and things like that. Other members of the team who provide those services for seniors will then become involved. So it's not just stopping that primary reason for abuse, but we evaluate the whole person and make sure that any or all services that they may require are provided for them.
Stephanie, how does Adult Protective Services fit in with the Nassau County EMDT team? Are they like part of it or?
Yeah, they are members of it. All these agencies obviously are separate agencies on their own. Right. But the Adult Protective Services teams is integral, especially with, you know, evidence of elder, any type of abuse involving an adult. So now, they are an integral part of our team.
Yeah, I heard you one time, and you mentioned the word silent call, meaning I could make a call and nobody really knows I made the call because I suspect that there's abuse. And maybe I'm a reluctant type and I don't want people to know that I made this phone call, which I think a lot of people might fit into that category. So am I going down the right path here? Is there such a thing?
All right, you're using the wrong term.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
No problem. That's good.
That's what the purpose of the show is. Okay. Go ahead, right. Steph.
There is financial exploitation is on the rise, especially during the pandemic when more and more people were home, more and more people depended upon the internet, their iPhone and things like that in order to communicate, to get information and communicate with others, their employers, their loved ones, their relatives and their friends. Okay.
Stephanie, just hold your thought there. I was told, and you may confirm this, that in Nassau County, crime is down over 10%, but financial exploitation is up over 100%.
I don't know the exact percentages.
Okay.
But it's not just in Nassau County, it's throughout the country. And when we refer to the word silent call, and then I'll ask your first part, and then I'll
go ahead. Take your time.
Okay. Majority of us have caller ID on our phone. Okay. Oftentimes the phone may ring and you just automatically pick it up and say hello, and there's no one on the other end of the line. Okay. This is a new type of robocall. It's an automated computer system, and they literally make tens and thousands of calls and they build up a human target list. Right. So if you pick up the phone and say hello, their assumption is you're in a residence. If you pick up on the phone and say, hello, Project Independence, they're going to assume you're some type of business and organization and erase that number. So they collect those numbers and they literally sell it to scammers and or, you know, give it to them. And they in turn will include that phone number on their call list. That's what silent call.
Okay. So okay.
Nice.
Now the other call, when we talk about anonymous and confidential.
Right. That's what.
All right. This is different terminology. When you call the Safe Center, similar if you're calling Child Protective Services or other agencies as such, and you are making a call, I know someone named John Smith who I think is being financially exploited or whatever. Obviously, they will take down your name and your contact information, but that information is not given out to the alleged victim. It is not given out to the alleged perpetrator. The only people who may have access to that information is law enforcement or the other agencies that have to become involved in investigating that alleged crime and stopping it. So that's what we mean, say confidential and anonymous. It's not, your name and contact is not given out to everybody. Okay. Only those need to know.
Now, the Safe Center, just so I understand, you're, as I see it, two things, really. A facilitator with all these other agencies, depending on the circumstances of the situation. And then the other one is that you provide protective housing, if you will, for where somebody may be able to stay if they're in a really bad situation and they have to get out rather than live on the street. Am I on the right track there?
Yes. I talk about all the different programs and services that we provide. When it comes to the senior population or elders. Like I said, we provide counseling as well as legal services and advocacy services for seniors who have been victims of sexual assault or domestic violence. We do provide emergency housing for them if it is unsafe for them to remain in their current living situation. And it is temporary until we can find them a residence or home would they be safe in. Yes.
That's important. Very important.
The housing is a huge thing. I mean, people, you know, when a time comes or a situation like this unfolds in front of somebody, you know, where do you go? Where do you live? And it's very significant. And that's why people, I'm sure, wind up staying put in an abusive relationship.
That's one reason. Another thing, which is very, very interesting, and I'm sure, I think, Otto, you said you lived with, a parent lived with you, and I know that I experienced with my parents, and I've gotten permission from my parents to talk about them, is when you're dealing with an adult, not just a senior, you really have to take in consideration what their wishes are. Even though it may not be what we as service providers feel is of their best interest, okay? So if you, John, you mention a person who may be living in a home where a senior is a victim of domestic violence or financial exploitation or neglect of the other person living in their home, be it a partner, a spouse, a child, okay? And we recommend, you know, it's dangerous for you to stay there. Let's move you somewhere else. And that senior refuses. They want to stay where they are. We can't force them to leave. So that's the difference.
But do you close that case then, Stephanie?
No.
Do you say we can't help you? Goodbye.
No.
Okay.
No. What happens is, like, people often confuse adult protective services and child protective services. Child protective services, a child is assumed not to be able to make such a determination. When it comes to adult protective services, we have to take in consideration the adult's wishes. And oftentimes, like I said, it may not be what we feel is of their best interest.
Okay, perfect. I got an understanding now. But right now we have to take a break again, and we will continue talking with Stephanie from the Safe Center about elder abuse when we return. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.